Conference record has joined the conference.
Okay, so the recording has been started, and whenever Linda and OP would like to get started, we'll get going. Thanks, everyone, for joining.
Yeah, thank you. Who else do we have on the call?
Rizwan.
Who else is besides Rizwan on the call? I think we have a few more people on the conference.
Yeah.
You got anybody mute, maybe?
Hi, I'm Stan Vesely.
Hi, Stan. Thanks for joining.
You're welcome.
And Stan, what do you do? Where are you from?
I'm from Denmark. I do Fusion Middleware development, Java stuff, PL SQL stuff.
Great. Welcome.
Thanks.
Anyone else?
Hi, this is Elke Phelps.
Hey, Elke, how are you?
I'm fine. Is this Linda?
It is.
How are you doing, Linda?
Good. We'll see you next week.
Yes, looking forward to it.
All right.
Anyone else on the call? Introduce yourselves. All right, you're shy. Okay, you
today,
want to get started?
Today's the day where everybody wants to be shy, quiet.
Yeah, it's raining here in California for those of you who are not here.
Yeah.
Not pretty.
Okay, so I'll get started on this webcast. Thank you guys for all joining us here. My name is Ogden Pavlovic. I'm here on the eBusiness Suite development side. My responsibilities here on the eBusiness Suite side is to work really across all of our product suite, across financials, HR, projects, CRM, HCM, and actually really kind of drive the direction and investments that we actually do on the product version after version. Today, I wanted everybody to kind of get up to speed a little bit in terms of what our messages on Collaborate will be, what our kind of real priorities are, and really the goal here would be simply to kind of educate you guys and have you then talk to other customers and your peers in terms of what really they should be thinking about as they look for, you know, they plan their next year's budgets and next year's activities. Really, you know, this year is a planning year for the upgrade. There's a support expiration that's coming up for 11i customers. And there's plenty of those already there. And just really wanted to kind of outline that. I really have maybe 10 or 12 slides or so, so it's not going to be a long presentation. But I just wanted to touch on a couple of things and have you guys be informed about it. And please, you can interrupt me if you want to, or you can wait till the end for some questions. Really, your choice. I think. I'll be a little rusty here. I've been a week off the spring break, so I need some guidance. I need some help here. Anyway, thank you. So, any questions before we start? Great. Okay. So, this presentation really it's a couple of slides, and really it's a collection of things that I've been talking to the CVC series customers with, and really for 11i customers that are still sitting on this old release. They have always three questions. They always ask me, what is really in this latest release that I actually care about? You know, what's the value for my business? The business is really the focus. These days seems to be that business really drives the upgrades, and IT cannot really justify a lot of the upgrades based on simply technical terms. So really, what's the value about it? The next thing is the quality. You know, for those of you who know eBusiness Suite, you know, we re-architected financials in release 12. Had a few growing pains that we had to go through, and the question is now really, are we ready? You know, is the product ready? Who else is out there? What are the people doing, right? And that's also kind of the topic that always comes on mind of the customers. And third thing is the roadmap. You know, support expiration is coming up. What does it mean to 11i customer? And, you know, what does it mean from Fusion perspective as well in terms of, you know, what should they be doing? So really, those are the three areas that I'll very quickly touch on with a slide or two, and have you guys ask questions about it if you want. Make sense? Again, this is really what I've seen in the CVCs that I've been doing here at Redwood Shores and talking to customers over the phone, but these are really the questions that they have in mind. If there's any other questions that you don't think I addressed to this, please do bring it up, and I'll try to address it. Okay? So anyway, so the first thing about it is that, you know, it's about a roadmap, really. For the e-business suite customer, what is really important, right? 11i10 customers have been on this release as early as November 2004. That's the time we released 11i10. Since then, we released Release 12 in January 2007, which was the release that was focused on financials technology. So re-architecture of financials and uplift of technology to the later Fusion middleware. So reality was is that for the customers, like large global customers that had a need for shared service centers, for more multi-currency, for better financials architecture around centralization of accounting, that's really where they found business value. Technology side, you know, latest Fusion middleware gives you more stability, more control, more supportability, better integration, all of the things that comes with it, and you know, uplift of the technology from 11i that kind of became a little bit obsolete as well. Since then, we also released 12.1 in May of 2009, and that release focused really on functional enhancements or advancements in all other product areas across procurement, across HR, service, supply chain, projects, financials, additional SOA capabilities and technology, and really MDM capabilities. So really, for the customer who is 11i, when they look at 12.1, they really get the full value proposition across the board, across all the different product areas from the business perspective, as well as from the technology perspective in terms of being really on the later middleware, Fusion middleware technology. Since then, we've actually released, you know, rough releases, 12.1.2, which was in December of this year. We're looking at to do 12.1.3 in another kind of 8 to 10 months following that release again. So really, we're looking at this small consumable releases that are really more RUPS with some additional capabilities added to it, which are more standalone or really not invasive to the actual core product. So really, the point here is that 12.1 is the release, 12.1.2, 12.1.3 are small consumable family pack style releases, so people can upgrade using the family packs, again, similar to what we've done in 11i. But really, they're more of a rough releases, really. So they're not really some releases that customers should wait for in order to say, what's in there, what is it that we're going to do. The second thing about 12.1.3 as well, we are going to be publishing the RCDs that actually include 12.1.3 new features right before the Collaborate. So for anybody that's actually interested in, they can actually be downloaded from the support or Metalink, my Oracle support or Metalink. So you'll be able to see what all the new features are in 12.1.3, if there's something really necessary and there's something really important in there. So really we're trying to kind of provide a lot of visibility into what we're doing from our perspective. And that's one thing, these RCDs, pre-delivering the RCDs to the customers, pre-GA, has been kind of new since last year, and I think not sure how many people really know that we're doing this recently. That's another thing that somebody should actually basically maybe spread the news, tell the customers about it, right, and so they know they don't have to wait for it until the release is out there to learn really what it is. That's been really always the complaint, right, that we don't share enough, and we're trying to share enough and then kind of get around our revenue recognition policies and work with our revenue recognition team here at Oracle that has pretty strict policies to figure out how we can actually share more with customers without triggering all these rules around accounting and revenue recognition. So anyway, this is a little bit of a release kind of roadmap, you know, small releases going forward for at least a little bit of a time for now. With that, when you look at the business value, you know, what we delivered for really 11i customers, we have something for every stakeholder in your business or every customer's business. For a CFO, the improvements in financials around centralized financial architecture gives you that ability to set up more efficient shared service centers, simpler accounting centralization, chart of account simplification, you know, basically cheaper operations around financials, accounting, and the operations they do. In addition to that, we added, you know, capabilities across the fringe products or products that are around financials, around, which means internal expenses, collections for people actually that want to collect these days as well, and around basically that gives benefits around DSO and cash flow capabilities. For the HR role in the company, we've had, you know, pretty standard, pretty kind of a self-sufficient, good product from the HR perspective. We added talent management capabilities in the last two releases, really around performance, learning, recruiting are really the key capabilities we added. So things around performance objectives, managing the learning environments where you kind of have to mandatory create some content that people have to take, like, you know, if you, like us in Oracle, we have ethics and diversity courses, compliance courses, which really, how do you distribute those to the wide audience that you actually have to do? And I'm sure a lot of you and a lot of customers have this kind of needs as well. And, you know, if you have a core HR, you already have all the people in your company that you need, that you know what it is. If you have certifications that people need to do, you can automatically drive those through this our learning product as well. For the COO, really, you know, it's more oriented towards manufacturing operations. We've done a lot of enhancements around warehousing by basically providing better capabilities around warehouse management, high volume, around cartonization and different kind of business-based capabilities that gives people ability to run high volume operations. And from the technology perspective, we made warehouse management available as a kind of a standalone or distributed model of deployment, meaning that you can decouple it from your core ERP simply because, you know, warehouse management or warehousing cannot kind of go down while you're actually patching financials or some other product area. So you have that ability today as well from that perspective. And in addition to that, we've added a bunch of new applications around value chain planning, which are analytics, OBIE-based applications for service parts planning, for supply chain planning, for manufacturing operations, kind of a shop floor operators, stuff like that. For the CPO, for procurement officer, we had in the past always focused on a process efficiency of the company, meaning that approvals, purchase orders, limits, delegation of authority. With the new 12 and 12.1, we actually spent a lot more time helping you save the money. So things around spend analysis, classification of the data, which is, I've never seen anybody have a good quality data in a company. So helping you actually classify that and analyze it so that you can understand better what you're spending in the company. And then when you do that, sourcing capabilities, how do you run auctions better and more efficient? We internally at Oracle, we do use the same product as well for running those auctions so that we can actually save money. The people that came in at Oracle, what they found is that they can shrink the time that it takes to deploy these sourcing events from, you know, in some cases for some of the open world items that we actually source every year, from like 6 months to 3 months. The result was simply less time spent for the people and less kind of a babysitting and management, because everything was kind of in the system, everything was automated, and customers or vendors can actually do automatically update the information, update their questions, update their prices and stuff like that. So for the CPO, there's a lot of different things that you can actually do there. And for CIO, obviously, with the technology improvements, the technology uptake of Release 12, you have better supportability, more modern Fusion middleware. You're really not working on the what I call a museum-type software, you know, in 11i. It's more modern software. And really allows you to do simpler integration. Beeple is part of the technology stack as well, so you can kind of do integration for some of the products. We use the Beeple internally as well to do that. And in addition to that, there's two other areas where we improved quite a bit. One is the UPK. So anybody that's doing projects, you know, they can always start a project on the whiteboard and kind of talk to the users about it. Or you can use UPK and then record yourself what all the content, all the kind of business process flows are in the system, so and then actually talk to the users. What we've done for customers in 12.1 is we actually pre-built that content, 12 and 12.1. We pre-built that content so that customers can actually take the content without ever deploying 12.1, give it to the business users or any user, and have them basically go through the system and say, here's the plain vanilla capability. What is it that actually doesn't work for you today? The same UPK then can be actually used to train the users once you actually go live. So you really kind of have a good amount of content out of the box, something like 2,500 different topics that we actually pre-built and actually shipped. The last thing is about systems management packs. You know, we've made great strides to improve our AM application management pack and application change management pack, which is new starting with late last year. That actually gives you the ability to, for the first time, manage your customizations and patches in Oracle AD Patch for the first time. a lot of capabilities now been added around workflow, around those patching, things like that, right? So the system management packs are something new and something just kind of for everybody to take a look at from the customer's perspective. So really, this is the value, right? The value is, you know, depending on who in the organization is interested in actually uptake, who's got a pain, there's something for everyone. And that's why you can kind of see the release as a full capability across the board, and you just have to kind of work with the organization to see who actually is going to be the driver of the upgrade and driver or sponsor for this. Okay. Quickly on, you know, this slide just kind of goes through the products, you know, the same kind of capabilities in the products. By the way, you guys are all going to get the presentation later on, so you don't have to, you know, write anything or actually figure out what each one of the thing means. But basically, and also for industry, we built industry-specific capabilities for all of the different industries, something that's, you know, always been important for any customer out there. From the quality perspective, you know, the call is questions that who is actually out there doing this. Now, this is just a small sample of it, of customers that have actually done the upgrades as well as the new implementations. I actually believe that most of these are actually upgrades here. And, you know, there's a wide range of customers. You know, when we look at the sample of it, you know, we have on our 12 and 12.1 something like, you know, 30 or 35% of customers actually doing it, which is, you know, in the thousands. It's a pretty good number. People have been, you know, running it now successfully. I think we've gone over that first hurdle of financials upgrades that people are going to know. There's plenty of experienced consultants out there. Again, we recommend customers that they do use the consultants. They do recommend to customers that actually do do the full kind of a testing cycle around it, around the upgrades, as well as, you know, we've actually published a lot of the white papers around it. They're also on my MetaLink on my support, as well as we published a lot of the web advisor webcasts that actually go in each one of the product areas that are available to customers on their own to kind of run and actually get more familiar with it. So there's the materials-wise, there's plenty of it available. And, you know, it's all up there on the My Oracle support. Now, a little more detail about a couple of these customers, you know. Maybe the first thing everybody always asks, you know, what's Oracle doing? You know, if Oracle is not doing it, is it safe, right? So Oracle is actually keeping up with this. We are on, right now we're on 12.1. We are actually doing the big Sun implementation on our global single instance. So we're planning to do this in the next within the next 12 months. Sun is going to be live, meaning that the full manufacturing, full capabilities of supply chain that Sun used to employ on their instance will be actually part of our global single instance. 100,000-plus employees at Oracle. So it's a pretty big global single instance deployment for procurement, for HR, for financials, supply chain coming up. You know, we do use some supply chain manufacturing like bill of materials, but this is really very light for kind of shipping the CD or manufacturing the CD. There's a lot of different things around Oracle industry that we use here internally. iProcurement for our corporate procurement, iExpenses for all of our sales service expenses, sales service HR for our payroll capabilities and visibility into our personal information. So Oracle is fully deployed there. A couple of other ones. On the mid-size side, DataCard is a great customer. It's upgraded from 11.9. Took them about 6 or 7 months or so to upgrade. They did about 4 CRP cycles. A couple of those CRP cycles were a kind of a small test control cycles, 40-plus modules. So they really are stressing the system across the board, across full order to cash, full supply chain, procure to pay, a lot of different capabilities. CPS, or Chicago Public Schools, is a public sector company, $6 billion in budget. They've upgraded from 11.10, did it in about 6 months. In the mid-cycle, they had we released 12.1, and they simply switched from 12 to 12.1 without any impact to their budget and time and budget on the project. So there's a lot of different products, a lot of different things that people have actually deployed across the board. People are finding better functionality on the supply chain, better functionality on the financials from the shared service center, better functionality from projects and EAM and things like that. So that's kind of just the cross section. And worldwide, we have pretty much covered the worldwide. You know, interestingly enough, we got about 50% of the, I think, customers on the latest release being from EMEA. So they've actually been uptaking it a little bit faster than, let's say, North America or there. But this is pretty much evening out very, very quickly. So question on the roadmap. Really, the question is always on the Fusion. Should I wait for Fusion or not, right? So I think you guys are probably already familiar, being the ACES here and being kind of more involved and more informed about our products. So you know that the Fusion V1 is not going to be available for public sector customers. You already know from even Larry and I think Steve Miranda that manufacturing customers won't have the capabilities in the V1. So really what we are looking at in the Fusion, at least at the beginning, is to have more of a complementary solutions around our core products, whether it's in the incentive compensation, whether it's some new capabilities in distributed order orchestration, order management. Those are some of the examples of what we're looking at. We're still going to get some customers that do deploy core products across the board, but I think the majority of the implementations early on we're going to see as complementary to our applications unlimited. In addition to that, we are, and as a result, we're kind of asking people to relook at the last release, get it to the latest version, and then actually plan for the next future. So really, that's really just a quick update on the Fusion that really is more of a complementary strategy than the upgrade for 11i customers especially. And as a result, it's important to know, you know, the support time frames for anybody that's on 11i. The Premier and Extended, I think you're all familiar with it. The question is really, what is the difference? I think you all know that there's really not a huge amount of difference between Premier and Extended. The only thing for us is important to say the only difference really is that you still get major product and technology releases. You really get all the bugs that actually we fix on 11i10 or a latest release. We do all the tax, legal, regulatory updates for HR, for financials across the world. Upgrade scripts, all kinds of things, right? The key question really is that, you know, what do we do with, you know, if something changes in the infrastructure? So if somebody, I don't know, if somebody comes now with a new version of a 60-bit operating system that's not support 11i10, and that actually is forcing us potentially to rewrite the application architecture, we're basically not going to do that, right, because it's really not in our control. We have really no way of looking at it. So really we're looking at 11i10 customers that are on extended support to stay with what they've deployed, you know, for a little bit during the extended support period, not really go to a new country or a new kind of area, which they haven't really tried before because it can cause some unforeseen issues for them, or even new product that actually they're trying to integrate or figure out something else. So really not get fancy around it or deploy in some new hardware that hasn't really tested at Oracle or anywhere else by going live anywhere else. So really this is 11i10 under extended support is kind of, you know, keep running, get it going. You'll get all the tax, you get all the legal updates, you'll get all the bug fixes, you'll get full support. The calls go through the same line. There really is not like a, you know, one group for Premier, one group for Extended, same kind of quality of support that you get, you know, whether it's good or bad, right? It's same support. So that's important to think about from the 11i10 perspective. From the timelines perspective, 11i10 goes into extended support in November of this year. So that's kind of the event that actually people should all be aware of it. As you probably know, there's an uplift charge as you go from Premier to Extended, which is actually additional 20% on what customers are paying today. The difference is that based on kind of last year's discussions as well, we actually have waived at Collaborate. We waived that fee until November 2011. So really, you know, you're going to get instead of 5 years and five years of Premier and 3 years of Extended support post the general availability of a product to 6 years of Premier and 2 years are Extended. So instead of paying, you know, extra to additional 20%, you're only going to start paying on November 2011. So that's a key point that, you know, sometimes customers are saying, well, you extended the support. We did extend support before, right, but not actually last year. The only thing we did is we waived the fee, but really simply because of tough economic situation, you know, we understood that people cannot really do these new projects. So that's why it's important to kind of look at that and keep that in mind. You know, there's still plenty of time to November 2013, but this year is really the planning year for everybody to start planning for the upgrades and, you know, start executing all of it as well, you know, as soon as they can. Release 12.1, as you can tell, We've got plenty of runway. We've got another 7 years or so. This is the release. This is something I kind of jokingly call this release 12.1 is your 11i10 release. It's the one that's stable. It's been around for a while. The customer's going to stay for a while, right? It's the release that's going to be there for quite a bit of time, and that's really the target for anybody that's actually looking at 12.1. That's the target release they should be looking at. So, you know, that was a kind of a little bit on Premiere support and extended. Now, this is just an additional slide on the business value of the releases. There's something around each product area as well. You know, if you prefer it that way versus kind of role-based view, there's products that we enhanced, so people will get the money for their upgrades, as well as there are new products that people can actually take advantage of it as part of the 12 and 12.1 that they might have not have had it in 12 in their 11i release. So quite a bit of capabilities across the board that we enhanced and added for anybody who's actually having licensed products in 11i. So in summary, three things, as I mentioned, it's about the value that's available across the board, and also manage, you know, instead of and upgrading as well as then managing some of the complementary solutions that we have, you know, around analytics, around, you know, as well including Fusion applications, quality around customers that have upgraded and, you know, they're achieving good results, achieving things that they expected, more predictable upgrades. And there's plenty of them actually exercising pretty much all of the product capabilities and across the world as well. And then finally, the roadmap, really the key points are, you know, the event of this year, November 2010, expiration of Premiere support is important for people to understand. We're not forcing people to move, but they need to kind of plan for the next few years, and we kind of give them plenty of runway, plenty of warning and capabilities that actually they should take a look at. So that's kind of the important just to keep in mind, and this is the message that we will deliver again at Collaborate. Cliff Godwin in his keynote will talk about this in a lot more detail as well. These are, you know, same slides that he's going to be showing as well, and then he's going to expand in each one of the product areas so people can kind of get a little more product value insight in terms of each one of the features and capabilities that we added in the release. So this is pretty much what I have today to cover. I think wanted to kind of hear your thoughts, wanted to hear your comments, and if you guys have any suggestions for us on how to, you know, better reach the customers to tell them the same message that I kind of gave you guys as a preview.
This is Rizwan here. Guys have something called SOA Gateway introduced in 12.1.1.
Yes, that's right.
I think that's a fantastic story for you guys to tell to the customers of how you can leverage SOA Gateway to prepare to go towards future. It goes well with your story, right? You know, you still have a long runway of 7 years on release 12, and you don't have to really get into the Fusion apps, and you need to get into the story of, I think you should tell the story of SOA Gateway more in your presentation.
Okay, that's fine. We can, have you actually created anything in your company with SOA Gateway that we can kind of leverage and talk about it a little bit more and kind of as an example?
I'm going to talk about it next week in Collab.
You are? Okay. Is there any way we can maybe
get a copy of your presentation before
Collaborate?
Okay, send me an email. Whom I need to send to? My email ID is rizwan_mk@infosys.com.
Okay.
Could you send it to Vicky and Vicky then forward it?
Yeah, I can. I'll middleman that for you guys.
That was great. Thank you. Good point.
Yeah, unless your presentation is going to be ready the day before of the which is typical.
Can you guys talk about more about the app attack that is going to come next year, next fiscal for you guys?
App attack? Can you clarify what that is?
I thought there is I heard that there is a lot of marketing as well as a sales initiative that's kicking in for attacking the application customers with Oracle Fusion middleware. And app attack is the theme that you guys are heading towards.
Okay. So So I think Thomas is really going to talk about that a little more in his keynote at Collaborate. So this is kind of going to be the first thing. And really, this is really more about adopting Fusion Middleware as part of the e-business suite or PeopleSoft or Siebel. So, you know, we've actually created some white papers about it that actually talk about it, and those all were going to be announced actually around Collaborate. So really, it's more of a clarification than I think actually anything else. So if you're already familiar with all the different things, you know, the only thing is just going to become a little more clear in terms of what we're asking people to take advantage of and what they can take advantage of, right? But it's a standard, you know, identity management. It's about SOA gateway that you talked about, or SOA suite as part of middleware. It's adopting BI as part of their, you know, the analytics strategy, right? Rather than DBI, let's say for 11i customers or 12 customers that actually might have taken advantage of DBI. So that's really what it is around the Fusion middleware.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Any other comments on the presentation? Questions, guys?
Speaking
actually,
of Collaborate.
Actually, this is Elke Phelps. I have a comment. I thought the slide about the journey to business value was really great, especially the information around Fusion and adding it as complementary capabilities around your core apps. I think it's important to continue to deliver that message to customers because I hear so many customers say, well, we're just going to wait and deploy Fusion. And I think an understanding of what Oracle's direction is on how you should do an uptake of Fusion is important.
Okay. How do we reach the customers more on this topic? I mean, you guys have any ideas? I mean, is it just they don't know our message? Like Larry was pretty clear, I think, at the open world for the first time. They talked about it. Talked about that for everybody, but I guess besides that, we haven't really talked about it more than that, right? Is that really the problem, you think?
I do believe that's part of the problem. Yes, I think that for a number of years, the message from Oracle was all about Fusion apps, and within the last year and a half to 2 years, the message has been more around your existing environment, upgrading it to release 12, and then thinking about Fusion apps as more of an approach to, you know, complementing your existing environment. So I think it's just getting that message out there more and more to the customer base so that they understand that that's what they need to look at and focus on in terms of developing their own internal roadmap.
Okay. You know, one thing that I know at Collaborate, there's going to be some talk about that, I think. What we might do is actually regroup maybe after Collaborate. Is everybody, Elke, are you going to be there at Collaborate?
Yes, I will be there.
Yep. You know, yes. It might be good to regroup after Collaborate and see if the message is still not clear or if the people are not getting it. I probably wouldn't mind doing that. Would that be okay?
That's a great idea. I think part of the challenge with the conferences is you don't normally have repeat attenders either. So someone may have heard that message at a prior conference, and they're not necessarily going to be at Collaborate this year. So I think part of the question is, you know, how do we understand what the overlap is in attendance, and then how do we reach the people that weren't actually at the conference?
Okay. So why don't we do that? Why don't we try to actually then maybe get together after the Collaborate and then maybe debrief, and then you guys can tell me what you think that we haven't really addressed and what people are asking you or what you thought it would be what's something we need to push.
And maybe
think,
we could do something jointly with OAUG, and I know you and Floyd and most of the folks on the phone are very active in OAUG, and maybe we could do some sort of communication to the membership as
absolutely.
A follow-up.
I think that's a great idea, and something that the OAUG has done in the past are e-learning sessions where they have webcasts, and maybe we can take advantage of that to have this same presentation as part of, you know, their mechanism for delivery to their members.
Yeah.
Elke, this is Floyd. Stop reading my mind.
Ah, hi, Floyd. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, hon. Good.
He's playing with his iPad. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, well, it didn't sound like that was going very well, but.
Oh, well. Two things. Number one, I want to echo Elke's sentiment that the idea of going to Fusion apps incrementally and leveraging AIA is just something that's really crystallized in the last 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a new message, and a lot of customers haven't come to grips with it yet. We need to bang that drum pretty hard. Mm-hmm. Number two, I'm just having a really difficult time over the last couple of weeks because at Collaborate, we've booked Cliff Godwin and Stephen Chan opposite each other.
I saw that as well, yes.
Not a good thing.
No, that's going to be a challenge because, you know, the technical people are going to want to go and listen to what Stephen has to say, and they're
absolutely
going to miss an important message that's going to be delivered by Cliff.
Absolutely. So I would highly recommend, having worked it from my end and gotten nowhere, that you all on the eBiz team do a little screaming.
Okay. All right.
Let's fix
we'll do that. Do we know who to talk to?
Mary Lou.
I'd go to Mary Lou.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll do that. What has been the response when you screamed?
When I raised the issue.
Yeah.
Pretty much we'll look into it, and that's been it.
Okay.
And here we are now, a week away, and still waiting.
Did you talk to Mary Lou, or you went through like Ray Payne or whoever the new?
I went up through OAUG and didn't get much any place.
Because they're the ones that actually set the schedule, not Oracle. That's the bad part.
Agreed, but they're more than likely to listen to Mary Lou than they are to me.
I agree with that too.
All right, go to Mary Lou. Say.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Okay.
And number three, I see
that's
that.
Two.
But, well, sorry, I got one more. 10GAS R3. I saw the D support extension for R2. I don't see it for R3.
Okay.
I saw that as well. I'm glad you're bringing that up, Ford. I was reading through the note that Stephen posted
last week.
Okay.
And there's a lot of customers out here that are going to care about that a lot.
Okay, that's fine.
So you may want to hook up with your Fusion middleware team and persuade them kindly to do the same extension for 10GR3.
And this is specific to the running within a business suite, right? Or
absolutely.
Absolutely,
yeah. It is.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of us have been doing what Stephen has recommended for the last several years, which is integrating the app server with the eBusiness environment. And a lot of us went to 10GR3, and now we've got a 10GR2 extension, but not one for R3.
Okay. All right. We'll check on that.
And you know what's at the heart of that matter is the integration point with SSO.
Mm-hmm.
So.
SSO integration. Okay. So the message itself, like, that you have, is it something that we're not addressing? I mean, you know, this is my view in terms of what I've been asked by a lot of customers. Is there anything that we're not addressing here?
I'm going to chirp up again. I think you need to be more vocal about the importance and the urgency of upgrading 11 from 11.5.10 now. Even though you've got that year of fee waiver for extended support, a lot of eBusiness customers are looking at that as a reprieve.
Yeah.
Sure.
I've got another year to sit tight on 11.5.2 and think about what to do next.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking to a lot of folks who aren't even going to start planning. Their upgrade until January or February.
And why? Why? Because they
okay.
think
because
they, have
they essentially got another year of Premier support.
Yeah.
Right.
Another year for the sands to stabilize under their feet, if you will.
We can cancel that year.
Don't cancel the year, Opie. That'll be a bad PR move, buddy. but
well, and I think a lot of people kind of view it as the ability for them to wait another year to see if they should just use Fusion, which goes back to, you know, the journey to business value slide and really reiterating with the customer that Fusion should be looked at in terms of complementary capabilities to your core apps that you have.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because Larry also talked about this stuff on his earnings call, and he talks a little bit differently, so I don't, you know, he just... He didn't really talk about it as complementary. He did talk about it last year, but he didn't talk about it the last earnings call as complementary. So I'm just worried about the confusion that the customers will have it if they don't hear the message from us or just hear from somebody else. So I'm hoping you guys can spread the message as well to everybody else that, you know, don't believe the marketing, don't believe kind of the high-level hype that you hear. What reality is X, Y, and Z. That's the thing that I'm more worried about, right, because people hear me, right? you know, the problem that I see is that people are going to hear me and say, oh, he's got a vested interest in me being the suite, right? And that's actually not the case, right? They can hear Steve Miranda, he'll deliver the same message, but I don't know how many people will hear Steve Miranda talk about this, right?
I will tell you that that's not the message Larry delivered to the customers at Open World last year. He may have tried, but that's not what we got.
Really? That's not complimentary?
Really. Not at all.
Can you blog about it?
I agree completely.
Floyd?
I'm sorry? Say again?
Can you blog about it?
I can do that.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
You all have
I will do that as well. I think part of the challenge that Floyd and I talked about a little bit, too, is that, you know, this message has kind of changed drastically over the last 12 to 18 months. And with the downturn in the economy, the attendance has been a little bit less at the conferences. And so I think part of the challenge here is making sure, you know, how do we reach out to the customers? And I think we talked a little bit about using OAUG, and the blogs are a good mechanism as well. But I think we just probably need to think about other vehicles for providing this data to the people that need it, that are going to filter it up to their management, and also that the management for the different companies are going to hear this message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. So I think we'll get Stephen Chen maybe also to put this up, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm sitting here thinking right now about that Suits and Nuts workshop on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe there's a PEEP plan for AIA at the moment.
Mm.
Might have to do something about that. I'll see what I can swing. I'll see what I can swing and get it into the agenda. But I know that as I sit here right now, there is nobody talking about leveraging AIA to complement the apps you've already got in place.
Yeah. You know, for the AI perspective, I think what Thomas is trying to do, Thomas is also trying to expand the AIA message, and kind of meaning that AIA, besides AIA, you have people, you have SaaSuite and all that. So he's trying to kind of uplift this a little bit. So he's trying to have a whole suite of integration tools. So that's, I don't know if that's the case why there's not talk about AIA, but general integration strategies. That's the only thing. Okay, anybody else besides LK and Floyd, since we've kind of monopolized the talk a little bit?
Sure, this is Tim Cho. I'm an Oracle Ace on the Hyperion side.
Uh-huh.
I'm interested in hearing about your comments on their ERPi integration with Essbase and eBusiness Suite and spinning off Essbase cubes and that type of thing.
Yeah, so to be honest, the Hyperion team is pretty much kind of taking advantage of it on their own. I actually don't really know much about it, to be honest, except that things are integrated. I can follow up on that and maybe get back to you. But I think
that would be great. I mean, one of the things that we see Essbase being used by our customers is mm-hmm. as a data exploration tool. They'll double click and drill and be able to see large expanses of numbers very quickly to be able to identify things you want to investigate further.
Okay.
And I love the idea of having, you know, Essbase databases available almost automatically from eBusiness Suite.
Mm-hmm. I can follow up. I mean, I know integration has been done. I know you can drill from Hyperion back into eBusiness Suite details in the Subledger County details. I know that's been available, but as I mentioned, eBusiness Suite is like a mothership for integration. Everybody wants to integrate with it, so my head's like spinning with all the integrations we've done.
Of course, but one of the things that, I mean, from my perspective and seeing what this technology has done, my first employee ever had my company, she could not describe it any other way than saying it was magic. I mean, that's how Essbase was to her. It was magic to be able to see things. Being able to demonstrate that for customers, show the magic of how can you get access to your data very quickly and go and investigate things very quickly. Mm-hmm. I think that if you don't take the opportunity to investigate what that can do for your marketing, I think it may be a lost opportunity. I think you've got tremendous opportunities in that area.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Good point.
Yeah. Anybody else? Okay. So anyway, I'll let you guys noodle a little bit or on this call as well. If you have any suggestions or if you want to kind of drive any of the blogs towards us to kind of review or take a look at, I'll be glad to do so. Not a problem at all. And then the next thing is that if we need to do follow-up on this, I mean, we definitely should do follow-up after Collaborate and get together and hear the thoughts. But even before, if you want to do a follow-up or clarification, you can please feel free to call me or, you know, drop me an email and I'll be I'll respond definitely.
Yeah, and this is Linda. I've got two urgent to-dos with Mary Lou. One is to see about the Stephen Chan,
yeah.
Cliff Godwin
yeah.
debacle. And the second being 4 weeks after Collaborate, so mid-May, that we do some sort of communication out to the OAUG community
mm-hmm.
about complementary capabilities, the messaging that we're talking about for future EBS and Fusion.
Yeah.
So we'll take those on. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. And it, anyway, hope this was useful for everybody.
Thanks, everyone, for joining
Thank
in.
You.
And if anyone needs to get in touch with Linda or OP, feel free to email me, or you might be able to grab their email off the original invite. But thanks, everyone, for joining.
Thanks, Vicki.
Thanks, Vicki. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for comments. Yeah, thanks, everybody, for comments. Appreciate it.